This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Back to back on BFM 89.9.
Indeed, this is Back to Back on BFM 89.9, a music program where every week we cast a spotlight on an artist and dive into their lives and discography. This week, in conjunction with Merdeka Celebrations, doing something a little bit different, we're winding back the clock, playing you the top tunes on the airwaves in the year 1957. My name's Daryl Ong.
And I'm Ofniting. Coming up, we have classic tunes from the likes of Patti Page, Ray Charles, Fats Domino, the Everly Brothers, Sam Cooke, and many more. So do keep it locked right here on Back to Back, BFM 89.9. Let's kick things off with the king of rock and roll, or just the king, if you will. This one takes us back to September 24, 1957. It's Elvis Presley and Jailhouse Rock.
Elvis Presley, Jailhouse Rock right here on Back to Back, a tune that was number one on the US pop charts for 7 weeks and also reached the pinnacle on the country and R&B charts. In the UK, it entered the charts at number one, becoming the first ever song to do so. In Jailhouse Rock, some of the characters named in that tune are based on real people. Shifty Henry was a well-known Los Angeles musician, not a criminal. The Purple Gang, however, was a real mob. Sad Sack was the US Army nickname in World War II for a loser, which is also a name of the popular comic strip and comic book character.
It's also a tune that coincided with the Elvis movie of the same name, where Elvis played a wrongly accused convict who became a star when he gets out. The film, which is considered one of the best of his 31 movies, is famous for the scene where Elvis performs this song in an elaborate dance number taking place in prison. This week, in conjunction with the Merdeka celebrations, we're winding back the clock, bringing you the top tunes on the airwaves in the year 1957.
Yes, and this next one has sold more than 1 million copies and is hailed by Cape Cod natives as the unofficial Cape Cod anthem and is credited with helping establish the place as a major tourist destination. Pretty interesting backstory to this one was written by Boston-based housewife Claire Ruffrock, who decided to write a poem about Cape Cod, her favourite vacation spot at that time.
She then brought the poem to Ace Studios, a Boston-based recording studio, who helped her adapt the poem into the song's lyrics and recorded a demo version for that song. In 1956, Claire Ruffrock approached American singer and actress Patti Page at a Boston nightclub and brought that track directly to her, and Patti Page instantly fell in love with it.
Yeah, the song was intended to be on the B-side of a single, Wandering, but would soon be the dominant single and spend 18 weeks on the best-selling singles list, peaking at number 8. prior to the recording of the single, Patti Page has never been to Cape Cod, but has since visited many times to perform and, of course, for vacations. There's even a street sign named after her there called Patti Page Way following her death in 2013. On Back to Back, taking us back to 1957, this is Patti Page with Old Cape Cod.
If you're fond of sand dunes and salty air, quaint little villages here and there,
you're sure
to fall in love with old Cape Cod, that old Cape Cod. If you like the taste of a lobster stew served by a window with an ocean view,
You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. Winding roads that seem to beckon you, miles of green beneath the skies of blue, church bells chiming on a Sunday morn remind you of the town where you were born.
If you spend an evening you want to stay, watching the moonlight on Cape Cod Bay,
you're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod.
Oh, if you spend an evening, you'll want to stay
on Cape Cod Bay,
watching the moonlight on Cape Cod Bay. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. You're sure to fall in love. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod.
Give me a chance, boom, boom.
Come into my heart. Tell me, darling, we will never part. I need you, darling, so come go with me.
Never give me a chance.
I love you, darling.
So come go with me, come go with me, way beyond the sea. I need you, darling, so come go with me. Come on, go with me.
Yeah, some doo-wop from vocal group The Del Vikings with the track Come Go With Me, recorded in 1956 but not released until July 1957 on the Looniverse LP Come Go With The Del Vikings.
That's right. The Del Vikings are a group that were formed in 1955 in Pittsburgh, where all the members were stationed in the US Air Force. The group since then has gone through many personnel, group name and label affiliation changes. That was one of the group's most popular hits, where they became pop radio's first successful interracial group thanks to Come Go With Me, that spent 31 weeks on the Billboard charts, earning them an RIAA Gold Record, and was later featured in films such as American Graffiti, Stand By Me and Joe vs. the Volcano.
It was recorded in one night at a hotel room in Pittsburgh. If you listen closely at the end of that sax solo, you can hear the players sneaking away from the microphone to create their very own fade-out. It's a very manual fade-out.
DIY.
Yeah. You're tuned into Back to Back with me, Ofnir Ting and Daryl Ong, where this week we are celebrating Merdeka by going back to the year 1957, playing you tunes from that very year. And up next, something from Ruki Nelson, American musician, songwriter and actor who initially appeared alongside his family in the radio and TV series The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. In fact, the term teen idol was apparently first coined because of him.
And despite first entering the entertainment scene in 1949, he would only record his first single in 1957 when he released a cover of a Fats Domino tune called I'm Walking that was featured on an episode of The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. Released as the A-side of the single, with this next one you're about to hear on the B-side, one that reached number 2 on the Billboard Top 100 and was a stellar start for the budding singer that will soon move away from the popular sounds and trade it for country rock in the mid-60s. On Back to Back, this is Ruki Nelson, A Teenager's Romance, right here on BFM 89.9.
A teenager's romance is fickle or true. A teenager's romance is red hot or blue. You're either in misery or high on a crest. A teenager's romance is like all the rest. They tell us we're different, we haven't the right to decide for ourselves, dear, what's black and what's white. Keep saying you love me and they'll look upon a teenager's romance that goes on and on. We're different, we haven't the right to decide for ourselves, dear, what's black and what's white. Keep saying you love me and they'll look upon a teenager's romance that goes on and on. A teenager's romance that goes on and on.
Bye bye love, bye bye happiness, hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Die. Bye bye my love, goodbye.
There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. Bye-bye love, bye-bye happiness. Hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye love, bye-bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye-bye my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance, I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye-bye love, bye-bye happiness. Hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye love, bye-bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die.
Bye Bye Love from the Everly Brothers. It's a tune about heartbreak and lost love, a rock classic but was rejected by about 30 other artists before the Everly Brothers recorded it. It became their first hit in both the UK and US. Husband and wife songwriting team of Boodaloo and Felice Bryan wrote that song. Together, that talented couple penned many huge hits for the Everly Brothers and other artists, becoming the first songwriters to come to Nashville and make a living only by writing songs.
That one, Bye Bye Love, was ranked number 210 on Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time, and also a track that's a favourite of Simon and Garfunkel, who included it on their classic Bridge Over Troubled Water album. Paul Simon tells a story about how he and Art Garfunkel were kids. They took a bus to the nearest record store so they could buy the single, and of course became a staple of their shows when they started performing. My name's Dara Ong, together with Off Neil Ting, this week in conjunction with the Merdeka celebrations, we bought the Time Machine, playing you the top tunes from the airwaves in the year 1957. Right, time for some doo-wop.
This time from a four-man singing group called The Rays, who formed in New York City back in 1955. This next song's origins can be traced to a day in May 1957 when songwriter Bob Crewe saw a couple embracing through a window shade as he was passing by on a train. He was inspired by that scene and quickly penned down some lyrics, turning that image that he saw into a song which would later be recorded by The Rays.
Yeah, this song didn't make it big initially, but one night, popular local DJ Hylit fell asleep while listening to a stack of newly released records. This next tune was the last track to be played on his record player, and he kept repeating until he woke up. So who knows if this song seeped into his subconscious while he was asleep, but it sure worked and he began playing the tune on his radio show. This track eventually became so popular that it reached number 3 on R&B's bestsellers chart and the Billboard Top 100. This song would end up becoming the group's only top 40 hit throughout their career. On Back to Back, this is Silhouettes from The Rays, right here on BFM 89.9.
Took a walk in past your house late last night. All the shades were pulled and drawn way down tight. From within the dim light cast, two silhouettes on the shade. Silhouettes, 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 silhouettes
Monday by Fats Domino, a tune written by composer and band leader Dave Bartolomeo, taking us back all the way to 1957. Fats Domino recounts his entire week and how he feels about each day. He starts out the song saying how bad the early work days of the week are, and pretty glad to see that it's a worldwide sentiment, right? Not much has changed 60-odd years on.
Yeah, that should be Blue Tuesdays, Blue Wednesdays as well, if you ask me. But this version from Fats Domino was featured in the film The Girl Can't Help It and went on to become one of the earliest rhythm and blues songs to make the Billboard charts, peaking at number 5 and reaching the number 1 spot in the R&B bestsellers charts. This week, we are winding back the clock, playing you top tunes in the airways in the year 1957, in conjunction with, of course, the Merdeka celebrations.
And up next is a track that's written and recorded by American singer Sam Cooke, who added the letter E to his name because he was afraid people might think that he was a cook.
Very serious concern, that one.
True story. This next song was named as one of the 500 most important rock and roll recordings by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and is ranked at number 115 in Rolling Stone magazine's 500 greatest songs of all time.
Yeah, and although it was written by Sam Cooke, he didn't want to give his publisher at the time profit from this next number, so he gave the songwriting credits to his youngest brother instead, LC. He would record a rough demo of the track in 1955 and did a more proper recording in 1956, which is the version that we know of today. Upon its release, the track went straight to number 1 for 2 weeks and sold an estimated 1.5 million units that same year. It was also Sam Cooke's debut single, which turned him into an overnight superstar.
The track has since been heralded as a landmark record for the soul genre and has been covered many times by the who's who of music, including Aretha Franklin, Whitney Houston, the Everly Brothers, Michael Bolton, and more. So here it is, You Send Me by Sam Cooke, only here on Back to Back, BFM 89.9.
Darling, you send me, I know you send me. Darling, you send me, honest you do, honest you do, honest you do. Lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. Whoa, you send me. I know you send me. I know you send me. Honest, you do. It's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. I know, I know, I know. You send me. I know you send me.
It's not for me to say you love me. It's not for me to say you'll always care. Oh, but here for the moment I can hold you fast and press your lips to mine and dream that love will last as far as I can see. This is heaven, and speaking just for me, it's ours to share. Perhaps the glow of love will grow with every passing day. Not for me to say. just for me. It's ours to share. Perhaps the glow of love will grow with every passing day. Or we may never meet again, but then it's not for me to say.
You're locked into Back to Back, and you just heard the sounds of Johnny Mathis with the track It's Not For Me to Say, a very popular track from 1957 that was written for the movie Leezy that came out that very same year. Johnny Mathis, a jazz and pop singer, enjoyed a highly successful career selling over 400 million records worldwide, and is the third biggest selling artist of the 20th century after Elvis Presley and Frank Sinatra.
In the film Leezy, Johnny made his film debut by playing a piano player and singer, which contributed to the song becoming one of his biggest hits at that point of time. The song would be covered multiple times in the years to come, although the Johnny Mathis version would still be the most popular version of them all. The song would also be featured in more films like 1990's Goodfellas, 2007's Zodiac, just to name a few. This week on Back to Back, we are celebrating Merdeka by playing you tunes from the year 1957.
Yes, and this next one's a tune that's credited as playing a big part in the formation of one of the biggest bands in the world. The first song, the trio of John Lennon, Paul McCartney and George Harrison recorded together in 1958, when they were still known as the Quarrymen, they pulled their money and recorded this song at a local studio.
It's by Buddy Holly and his band, The Three Tunes, who recorded this in 1956. But Decca Records didn't really like the result and they refused to release it. A year later though, Buddy Holly re-recorded it with the Crickets. Backup vocalists were brought in and the key of the song was lowered to fit Buddy Holly's voice a little better, and this version became a huge hit and made Buddy Holly a star that summer. Here it is, That'll Be the Day by Buddy Holly and the Crickets on Back to Back BFM 89.9.
Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday will be you. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Shot his dart, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. I got a woman way over town. just for me. Oh yeah, she says loving early in the morning just for me. Oh yeah, she says loving just for me. Oh, she loves me so tenderly. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Never grumbles or fusses, always treats me right. Never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town.
Yeah, the unmistakable sounds of Ray Charles with the track I Got a Woman. By far, one of the most influential singers in history, often touted the genius despite losing his sight as early as 4 or 5 years old and was totally blinded by the age of 7. Ray Charles would develop his musical talents in school and consume the classical piano music of Mozart and Beethoven and soon work his way up and achieve greatness despite his circumstances.
The song you just heard was written with trumpeter Renaud Richard from his band, built around a gospel piece with secular lyrics and a jazz-inspired R&B background. Initially recorded in 1954 and was subsequently released debut self-titled album in 1957. The song itself was actually performed on the road by Ray Charles a few years earlier. For the younger ones out there, it might sound familiar to you because it was sampled and interpolated for the track Gold Digger by Kanye West featuring Jamie Foxx, who also portrayed Ray Charles in the 2004 biopic Ray.
Full circle, right? This week on Back to Back, myself, Daryl Ong, and Ofnia Ting, in conjunction with the Merdeka celebrations, we've been aboard the time machine playing you top tunes from the airwaves in the year 1957. Do tune in tomorrow on Track by Track. Both of us are going to run down one of the seminal releases of that year, Billie Holiday's Body and Soul. However, tonight we're going to close off the show with a bit of blues with the pioneer Chuck Berry with his first hit in the UK.
It's a tune about high school life in the 50s. Teenagers were the target audience for most rock music in that era. And Chuck Berry, 30 years old at that time when he wrote the song, knew that he could sell a lot of records by appealing to that target market. The stops and starts in this song evokes the nature of high school, where you go from one class or activity to another. And even though it might sound relatively innocent in today's world of modern music, this last tune was the epitome of music that 1950s parents despised. One that both ridicules authority and speaks in a questionably inappropriate way about courting. Here's Chuck Berry, School Days, only here on Back to Back with myself, Ofnia Ting, and Daryl Ong. Join us again next week, only here on BFM 89.9.
Up in the morning and out to school, the teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math, you study them hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone, and the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell. The cook in the lunchroom's ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. Gee, but the teacher don't know how mean she looks. Rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your books, get out of your seat. Down the halls and into the street. Up to the corner and round the bend. Right to the juke joint you go in. coin right into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old. Long live rock and roll. The beat of the drums loud and bold.